See, when we're selling online, people can't touch or try our offer before purchasing. So the more generous the payment plan is, the guarantee is, and the more transparent you are about what your offer is about and what it looks like, the more confident people feel they're buying something that they actually need and will get them the transformation you promise and the results they're looking for. And so while I believe that no doubt your product does offer the results it promises, if people show up and do the work, people's fears, truthfully, might not really be about you and your product, but about all the times before that they've been burned or let down by purchasing online. When we can remember this or learn how our customers have regretted their purchase before, that, you know, it wasn't a good fit offer or it wasn't for them, we can start approaching our guarantees and our visuals and our payment plans with more empathy by putting the people we're working with first. So this is part of putting humans at the center of our launches and our work. You are listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Vartanian. And if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there. I'm back with another solo episode to talk about one of the main questions I get from a lot of my one-on-one copy clients and the members of the Launch Playbook Club, which is all around payment plans, guarantees, and brand visuals that show how the product works. People often wonder if they really need to include these things as part of their offer. And they ask me questions like, how much do I really need to show of what the offer does or what people get? And do you really want me to have the guarantee, or is a payment plan really necessary? And I think that there can be a lot of reluctance around these three things. And here's why I believe that is. For payment plans, oftentimes people can be worried that there's going to be default from the payments and that people will have access to your materials after they do so. Another worry around, you know, visuals. So if they give mock-ups showing behind the scenes of like the PDFs or a clip of a webinar or even like a video or behind the scenes tour, they're worried they're giving away too much and maybe their competitors could copy it or people won't like what they see. And then for guarantees, there's often a worry that people will see their product, like buy their product, see their product, not love it, want their money back, or that once they get inside and they don't use it, because we know that can happen sometimes with a product, right? We buy it, we don't use it, we have best intentions, and then try to get their money back later on. So all these concerns, I usually say, yep, I get it, but my recommendation is to include all three and to make them as generous as you possibly can. And so I thought today I'd talk about why. And the reason is that guarantees, payment plans, and great brand visuals can all help reduce the risk of buying for your potential new clients and members. See, when we're selling online, people can't touch or try our offer before purchasing. So the more generous the payment plan is, the guarantee is, and the more transparent you are about what your offer is about and what it looks like, the more confident people feel they're buying something that they actually need and will get them the transformation you promise and the results they're looking for. And so while I believe that no doubt your product does offer the results it promises, if people show up and do the work, people's fears, truthfully, might not really be about you and your product, but about all the times before that they've been burned or let down by purchasing online. When we can remember this or learn how our customers have regretted their purchase before, that, you know, it wasn't a good fit offer or it wasn't for them, we can start approaching our guarantees and our visuals and our payment plans with more empathy by putting the people we're working with first. So this is part of putting humans at the center of our launches and our work. So on that note, I thought I would tell you a little personal story about my hair. And don't worry, I'm going to tie it into guarantees, visuals, and payment plans. See, for the longest time, I could never really do my hair. I have been struggling with my hair since I can remember. Definitely since middle school, because I have some pretty awful pictures of my bangs and my hair. I always had and still have really thick hair. And when I was young, it was not the kind of hair that I could, you know, get out of the shower and it would just like air dry, really nice and shiny and bouncy and without flyaways. That was my sister. That was my mom, but that wasn't me. My hair was coarser, fuzzier. And what I later learned in like my late teens is it was actually curly. I just didn't know how to use it or style it. So in my late teens, I learned how to do that with, you know, some mousse and a diffuser and all that. So there, I had a couple of great years of hair, let's say knowing how to do it. But there was a time in my middle school ages, early high school, I had no idea what to do. I would straighten it with a brush, but then if it would rain, I would have to put like a, you know, wear a hoodie because my hair would just like frizz up. And then I had a couple of those glorious curly hair years until I had my first son in 2009. And then after him, my hair lost almost all of its curl. So I could no longer use any of the products I used to use to style my hair. It wouldn't hold. And also my skin became really sensitive. So I can no longer use any of the products. I tried all sorts. I'm, you know, really into green beauty and organic products, but even those really irritate my skin, like on my scalp. So curls don't hold, but I still have that coarseness and that frizziness. So basically, if I don't have my hair straightened, then I usually have like a halo of frizz around my hair. It doesn't feel very nice. It's really puffy. And I end up just wearing it in a braid, again, with all this little frizz sticking out and lots of barrettes in my hair to hold them down. And so this has really plagued me in like adulthood. So I've had phases of my life where I would just, you know, wash my hair every morning, put it back wet into like a ball or a braid to manage it. That's how I could manage the flyaways. I would usually be able to get my hubby to help me. So my hubby Andy is wonderful and he will help me straighten my hair for big events, or he used to help me when I was teaching, straighten my hair like once a week on Sunday night to straighten my hair once a week. And then, you know, it would last a couple of days until I had to wash it so I could start the week with kind of like that nice shiny hair, the flyaways. And I needed him to straighten it because my hair, again, is thick and long, and I just couldn't get through the layers of myself very well. And it might take me almost an hour and a half to do it, but he could help me within like 30 minutes. So we used to sit on the floor, watch some show he'd like to watch, usually The Office or The Sopranos, and I would pass him these pieces of my hair as he'd straighten them. And then, you know, as I got a little bit older and we got busier, sometimes I would get blowouts. So I'd go to the blow bar or my hairdresser and get a blow before an event, you know, either in person or online or something I want to do. Now, of course, in this last year of the pandemic, I haven't been able to do that. So I'm in Ontario and we've had some of the strictest lockdowns of the past year of the pandemic. I think our hairdressers have been closed for about three quarters of the last year. I haven't had a blowout since I would say, end of 2019. Yeah, somewhere in there. And I got my hair cut the last time in February 2020. I missed the small window while we were open. I sent my kids and my hubby for a haircut, but I didn't book myself into one. And then hairdressers have been closed since then. So in this time, we've had a lot of Zoom calls and everything's moved online. And I still want to have gray hair, especially on those days. So I was getting my hubby to help me straighten it a couple times. But it's just frustrating. Like, I'm 42 years old. I want to know how to do my own hair. It's really frustrating. And then just before Christmas time this year, so in early December 2020, when I was shopping online for presents, I came across the Dyson Airwrap. And I was immediately intrigued. So the Dyson Airwrap, if you don't know what it is, it's this system by Dyson who makes the vacuums. And, you know, they're well known for like their powerful technology. And it has this kind of like this wand with different head attachments. So there's like a little dryer attachment. There's a couple brush attachments. There's a round brush attachment and a few different barrel size curling iron attachments. And it's supposed to be able to straighten, curl, you know, give volume to your hair from wet or damp. And I was really intrigued. But, you know, then I started remembering the abandoned round brush I had upstairs in our linen closet and the hair rollers that I've used twice that didn't work for me. You know, they made my hair curly, but I still had the frizz, or the curling iron I'd used only a couple times. And then I have a straightener that I can't use on my own. So I have hundreds of dollars of hair equipment up, you know, in our linen closet that I'm not using. because they don't work for me. I can't do them alone. So when I looked at this Dyson Airwrap, as much as I really wanted it, I thought, what if this doesn't work? If you know anything about Dyson too, if you heard about Dyson, you know that they're not a cheap investment. You know, they're multiple $100 investment. So I was nervous. Like, you know, this seemed like it might be a good product, but it was a lot to spend. So I started watching all of their videos to see if this could work for me. Would this Dyson Airwrap be right for me? They had quite a few videos on fine hair videos, people with fine hair, and I didn't care about those. I wanted to see if it would work for coarse hair, hair like mine, that's maybe fuzzier, harder to tame, thick, curly, wavy. And they did have a video that showed exactly that type of hair going from damp and frizzy to smooth and straight in about like 10 minutes. I also watched all the other videos on how the product worked. I read through a ton of reviews, and then I even popped over to YouTube and I watched people with my kind of hair using the Airwrap. So I have to tell you that those videos had me convinced. It felt like really promising, but the real test was whether I could actually do the salon and if it would work for my hair. So that's when I checked out the guarantee and the refund policy. So it was 30 days from delivery date, they would give me a full refund. And I thought, okay, perfect. That would give me some time to test it out. I could try it a couple times, see how it works for me. But then I had to consider the price. You know, the price, it was around, you know, $549. It felt like a lot for a piece of hair equipment, especially based on all the prior investments that I have made in my hair that have not worked out. But I did know if this worked for me like it shows, it would be a life changer for me. I wouldn't have to do blowouts if I didn't want to. I could manage my own hair, finally. I wouldn't have to ask my hubby for help. I could have smoother, straighter hair, or, you know, hair with volume more often, which would make me feel good, make me show up on Zoom with more confidence. But still, it was around the holiday time, and I didn't really have that full price available to dish out. I had a long shopping list of other things to find other people to buy for. So I didn't want to put out the $549, and then if I decided it didn't work for me, have to end up waiting for that return, you know, the money to come back into my bank. But then I saw they had a no interest payment plan, and so I signed up for that. And then 1 week later, my Airwrap arrived, and I'm happy to report that I love it. I can straighten my own hair with like about 15 minutes. It's easy to use. And as a bonus, it came with this beautiful leather case. It's like, you know, camo color leather case. I could sit in my dresser that opens up, stores all of the items in. Plus, it came with this gorgeous, nice travel case, you know, for the day that I can travel again, because I will not be leaving without this. I have to tell you, on past work trips, I would often book early morning blowouts in the cities I was going to manage my hair. Now I won't have to. I can bring my Airwrap with me. So can you see how this combination of guarantee and these like visuals and payment plan work together to reduce my risk and the objections I had to purchase something because of all my past experiences, all the other things that had gone before this Dyson Airwrap that had not worked for me? None of them had to do with Dyson, but they all played into my decision and my worry and the objections I had around purchasing this product. Now, I'm not going to go into the types of payment plans, guarantees, and visuals you include on your sales page today, but I do encourage you to think about what prior experiences your clients have had that impact their buying decisions. And of course, if you listen regularly, you already know I advocate talking to would-be or past clients one-on-one, interviewing them. All right, so today we've talked about reducing risk on your sales pages. I hope you can take what you've learned here and start implementing it. And if you want my feedback on your sales page, without the price of a done-for-you launch funnel, you have a few easy ways to get it done. One, you could join me in the Launch Playbook Club, where you get sales page training and template that my members love so much. Plus, you get access to weekly copy calls so I can give you live feedback on your sales page copy. Or you can join me for a free sales page hot seat session at my upcoming sales page slumber party. You can find the links to these offers in the show notes. But until next week, friends, I'll see you then. Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.